Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And yes, DraftKings is now offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless number of casino games to play, all from the comfort and safety of your home. And right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free for the first 24 hours of casino play. DraftKings Sportsbook offers you a choice of so many games, slots, blackjack, roulette, so many choices, so many options. All you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you get to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games in your first 24 hours. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, how are you doing today? You ready to talk Penn State football?
Always, my friend, always ready to talk Penn State football. And it's a big day because they're able to start voluntary workouts today. It's starting to feel more real, isn't it?
How about that? And the announcement that the students are going to be back come fall came out. So looks like we're getting closer to normal. And how about this? We also have lots of news to talk about. So why don't we just dive right in, Dustin? We found out on Sunday of this week that Michael Johnson Jr., the redshirt freshman quarterback, has entered the transfer portal. First off, this can't be a surprise to anyone, Dustin. As soon as they brought two quarterbacks into that class, didn't we guess that one of them was going to drop out at some point?
I do think it was just a matter of when, not if. It's hard to believe that two quarterbacks would enter the same time. One would take a clear step back behind the other and still be content to ride out 4 or 5 years. This happened probably, I guess, a little faster than I anticipated, but I think the writing was also on the wall this spring when Penn State put out a depth chart. Again, no or designation, but Taquan Roberson listed ahead of Michael Johnson Jr. Once that is clear to a player, I'm not sure if there's a whole lot of reason to stick it out. Now, you know, this is also the common complaint against modern athlete culture and that kind of thing. But the reality is one quarterback can play at a time. If it looks like you're stuck behind a kid who's going to be on campus the exact amount of time that you are, I don't blame a kid for leaving. It happening this spring. Spring is an interesting time, by the way, just for transfers, because it's kind of that last chance to find a destination and maybe start that summer prep with your new team. So I would anticipate that's Michael Johnson Jr.'s schedule. He had no shortage of suitors coming out of high school. So I think he'll have plenty of opportunities coming out of Penn State now.
Yeah, I think so too, Dustin. And it's also, I'm with you. I'm not going to blame any kid, especially at the quarterback position, for making this change. As you said, you only play one quarterback at a time. And if you see the handwriting on the wall, which appeared to be the case, not only was it he was listed fourth behind Taquan Roberson, but he also had, wasn't it last year that they in mop up duty, was it the Rutgers game? He wasn't the one called on to go into the game. Again, another designation that he's not, he's fallen behind in that race. So not a surprise at all. Like you said, maybe a little sooner than we thought, but certainly not a surprise to anybody, or it shouldn't be anyhow. The other news that I wanted to chat with you about, Dustin, and this is something we've always turned to and talked about is something called the blue chip ratio. And we had, this was something Bud Elliott has come out with several years ago. And essentially it's saying, if you're going to win a national championship, you need more blue chip recruits than not. And he defines blue chip as 4-star or 5-star recruits. And this is pretty consistent since he started doing this, that you needed a positive blue chip ratio. Essentially, he's saying, if you get better players, you have a chance to be a better team, correct?
Yeah, and I know this isn't a Bill Connelly thing, but Bill Connelly used to work at SB Nation with Bud Elliott. Now neither of them are there, but Bill put it a good way a couple years ago when he was on the show, is that it represents margin for error. You know, the blue chip ratio thing, it represents margin for error. There's no doubt that a team with a subpar, quote unquote, blue chip ratio can make a run. But it's got to take some magic. It's got to take a lot of the perfect ingredients coming together at the perfect time. And you can't really afford to have much go wrong. I think Michigan State is a good example from, you know, when they had that, whatever it was, 5-year stretch where they were a real factor, despite not recruiting elite of the elite kids. Now, you can build your program, you can do all those kinds of things. But the reality is, if you have an injury or two along the way, a key guy goes down, it's going to be really hard if you don't recruit 4 and 5 stars primarily. And that's where the blue chip ratio comes into play. And that's why, you know, Bud Elliott, just looking at the history of the college football playoff, you know, he has determined that these are the teams that have a shot to win a national title. And I think it's based in data, and I think it's true. You know, I think there are always going to be some exceptions to the rule, but you need this type of talent in order to compete at that level. And, you know, a few interesting things on there. Number one, just far and away the top three teams, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State. Those are the teams that are cleaning up 4s and 5 stars. Look at, 80%+ 4 and 5 stars on your roster is an insane number. The other thing that stood out to me was Clemson really being on the same level as those guys. Oklahoma to a lesser extent, because they haven't experienced quite the same level of success as Clemson. At 63% 4s and 5 stars, I think you're seeing Clemson start to work its way up. And certainly the number of 5 stars that they've gotten, they're in contention for all the best players in the country. So I think Clemson's blue chip ratio should improve. I'm thinking over the next couple years, and then Penn State sitting at 59%. I think Penn State's the way that 2021 has gone, Penn State's might actually decline, and I'm curious to see what that means exactly.
Well, you made a couple good points there, Dustin, and I will have up on Twitter, on our Twitter account, this top, I believe it's 15 or 16 teams who have the blue chip ratio of 50% or above. The outstanding points, though, are Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio State all at 80% or above 80%. No one else is even above 70%. It just shows you how elite those teams are in recruiting and how difficult it is to surpass them. So when Penn State gets judged, it's always judged against Ohio State. That's natural. Same conference, same division, but there is a pretty solid gap right now between Penn State and Ohio State when it comes to recruiting. All right, let's hit a couple other items here. This was a fun one that came across. Turns out Christian Hackenberg, very highly regarded quarterback coming out of high school, coming to Penn State, had an NFL contract. Things didn't work out so well in the NFL. He now wants to become a major league pitcher. What do you think, Dustin?
I tell him to go for it. You know, if he's working in the 90+ range with his fastball, and, you know, he's clearly an athlete, we'll see if he can place pitches and really refine. I mean, it's a tall order to make that transition to the nuance of pitching at a high level. But I think every Penn State fan should be rallying around this. Christian Hackenberg, I think, has been a punching bag on a national level. You know, for him going to the Jets in the second round of the draft, even before he was drafted, the fact that draft pundits were calling him one of the his game has been picked apart really since his freshman year at Penn State. And I think it's just another opportunity to me to also say, you know what? This is a kid who started three straight years with no complaint, got beat up, you know, helped bridge the gap at that position because there was nothing else there. If you remember back to the first couple of years on campus before Trace McSorley was ready. So you can pick him apart. You can criticize what he did or didn't do with his football career, what he did or didn't do with that five-star talent. But I think it's another opportunity in my eyes to just say, you know what? If you're a Penn State fan, just say thanks for helping smooth things over and give some optimism in the early part of his career at Penn State and wish him the best in something that's unconventional. He wants to compete. He's 25 years old. The rationale behind it was, you know, nobody's really getting much of anything done during this pandemic. I might as well try to work on this. So go for it and work on that. I'm all for it. I wouldn't bet money on it happening, but you know, crazier things have happened in life.
True. I wouldn't bet money on it either. And I will avoid the easy control jokes that I'm sure are going to be out there. Just one other example of a football player going to baseball. I'm a Mets fan. Tim Tebow has been in the Mets farm system for the last several years. A lot of people were critical of that also, but how can you be critical of it? What's wrong with the guy giving it a try? And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Who cares? But if it's where he wants to go. Finally, Dustin, you mentioned earlier that it's voluntary workouts start today. We got a couple more details from some of the players about what this process is looks like as we get out there. But you've just got to be optimistic now as a college football fan that progress is being made and we're going to see college football this fall, right?
It certainly looks that way. It would take a pretty hard detour to get away from that with Penn State bringing students back on campus for, you know, live learning in the fall semester, a little adjusted schedule. One thing just worth noting, Jahan Dotson spoke last week about this and really was just saying, you know, accountability is going to be a big word. It's always going to be a big word, but we're about to find out starting this week who really worked behind the scenes and who didn't. And that'll be fun if we can learn who that is. But they've got some work to do, and what they did this spring is going to be put to the test right now.
All right, that is it for the news and quarter number one. Stick around. In quarter number two, we are going to start our annual analysis of the roster. Stay tuned.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.